The city council can require department heads work during regular office hours, according to an opinion from the city's labor attorney. During a strategic planning meeting last month, city manager Richard Underkoffler strongly disagreed with that assertion, which was made by a couple of city councilors who called for such a policy. However, at this Monday's regular meeting, Underkoffler admitted he had been wrong, as he read from labor attorney Perry Grover's answers to a series of questions from the city about the issue.
First question was, may the City of Petersburg adopt a policy requiring department heads to maintain regular hours, such as from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays? Answer is yes. As long as the policy is administered to ensure that the department heads are generally available during working hours to supervise city employees, respond to members of the public, and it is not used in any way to reduce or dock the department head's salary.
Underkoffler said he was eating crow for a couple of arguments he made during the previous meeting.
Because I was relying on opinions I had received in Arizona when this topic came up before. And as you know, things are different in different states. So I apologize for you for getting, if I had a red face over this topic.
The proposal that department heads work standard office hours came from Councillor Melinda Hofstede, who initially raised it at last month's strategic planning meeting. She explained her reasoning again Monday.
You know, my point on this isn't, it's just that I think the public is there during the work hours, and when the public comes in, they should be able to expect to see the department head, and also that's when the majority of city employees are there. So from a management point of view, it's very hard for me to imagine managing employees and managing staff if you're not there when the staff is there. So, it's not a problem with the majority of our department heads who work many more than 40 hours.
Hofstede did not identify any department heads she was concerned about. The issue was related to interest by both the administration and the council in having hourly employees punch the clock, so to speak, recording their work time electronically rather than by hand as it's done now. Hofstede said such a system would actually benefit employees.
I mean, it helps with accounting, but it also means that that any employee that puts extra time in, by law, needs to be paid, and this clocks their overtime and makes sure. I mean, I've had a couple people call me who are very upset about this and feel it's a punitive thing, and it's not. It's for the benefit of the employee to document when they do put in overtime and to make sure they have a documentation of it so that they can get paid for their overtime.
Mayor Al Dwyer agreed that it was one of the benefits of such a system. Department heads who are salaried are exempt from recording their work hours and do not receive overtime compensation. Councillor Bob Nilsson thought it was reasonable to require they work set times, though he acknowledged those times may need to vary from department head to department head.
I called three different cities, southeastern towns, whatever you want to call them, and checked up on department heads, and most of them required 9 to 5 or 4 to 4 or different hours like that. But it doesn't work in all departments if we figure it out. I don't think the library that would work. I think they start 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. So a blanket policy on time wouldn't befit every department by the same numbers.
While the council is allowed to adopt a policy requiring department heads work standard hours, according to the labor attorney's opinion, implementation of such a policy can be limited by the individual contracts or employment agreements the department heads each have with the city. At least two of those agreements currently specify that the department head, quote, shall be allowed to establish an appropriate work schedule to satisfy the duties and responsibilities of the position. Speaking on teleconference with the council Monday, labor attorney Perry Grover elaborated on that issue.
The two agreements that I looked at, it allowed the incumbent employee to set his or her work schedule. And both agreements say, and I think correctly so for exempt people, that it's expected that they're going to work long hours from time to time, and that in light of that, they will set their appropriate work schedules.
If the council wanted to set the department head's hours, that passage would have to be changed in future contracts, according to Grover. But the bulk of the city's agreements do not include language establishing that department heads can set their own hours, according to Underkoffler. He agreed the councilors should adopt a policy on the issue, but he asked that they give him some time to work on it. There were no objections to that Monday. Meanwhile, as far as an electronic time clock system for hourly employees, Undercoffler said staff would research the available technologies and costs and bring back a request to the council for next year's budget. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.